For those without it, water amounts to an ongoing crisis, but no great urgency is felt in Washington, D.C., or in state capitals. Laws may be out of date and existing rules ignored, but as an issue, water seems to sprout up only when a seemingly one-off event like the Flint water crisis captures public attention. But Flint is not a one-off event. In Michigan, officials put an entire community at risk to save money, then lost a bet that the risks would go unnoticed. Similar wagers are placed by politicians and policymakers across the country. Legal standards are often compromises between what the data shows in terms of toxicity and risk and how much it's going to cost, says Alexis Temkin, a toxicologist at the Environmental Working Group, a research and advocacy organization. The odds are getting worse. A 2017 report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers gave the nation's drinking water infrastructure a rating of D and assessed that the U.S. needs to invest $1 trillion in the next 25 years for upgrades. The alternative is more erosion, not by water, but by the damage that occurs in its absence. In Inez, Kentucky, where the local riverway has been contaminated since the year 2000 by a giant runoff of coal mining byproducts, water bills have skyrocketed, and yet the residents say the problem hasn't been fixed. The tap produces what one resident called fishy water. But local police made news when they arrested a resident for refusing to pay for water. They've destroyed the waterways to mine coal, says Nina McCoy, an Inez resident. We're all fighting our little fires, and we're not realizing that the fire is coming from above, and it's raining down on us.